Do you affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I will.
Dear sister, although we don't know your real name, the whole world knows you as the woman at the well. Tell us about the day that you met Jesus.
Well, I would like to start by telling you a little bit about myself, about me before I knew my Savior. If you had known me before I knew him, then you would understand just exactly what he has done for me. You see, I had a bad reputation in the little town that I lived. You know, my mistakes, they just kept adding up, and I didn't want to be bad. You know, my first marriage failed, and I blamed everybody but me, and I went through 5 failed marriages. You know, I was looking for happiness. Oh, I just wanted to be happy and to be loved. You know, if you've got everything in the world, you don't have happiness or love. You ain't got nothing. You know, I'd given up. I just didn't think it was for me. You know, and the ladies in the town, you know, they were ashamed of me. And, you know, I really don't blame them. You know, me being the way that I was and all. And that's the reason that I went to town at to the well to draw at the 6th hour. You know, so I wouldn't have to see anybody. And, you know, they wouldn't have to see me. And I didn't have to face nobody. And this day that I went, there's a man sitting on the well. And, you know, I went and put my pots down and began to draw my water. And he asked of me drink. You know, and I was kind of surprised, and I said, "Sir, thou being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" You know, because the Jews and the Samaritans, they don't have any dealings. And he said, if I knew who it was that asked me for a drink, that I would ask him for a drink, and he could give me a drink of living water. Well, you know, I was excited. I thought he was a prophet or a man of God. And, you know, I knew he didn't have anything to draw with, or I didn't see any pots or whatever. And I said to him, "Sir, you know, I know that the Messiah's, you know, he's going to come, and the Christ, and he'll tell us all things." And he said, "I am he that thou speakest of. I am the Messiah." And I said to him, "You know, give me drink. Give me a drink of this water, that I'll neither have to come to the well and draw, or I'll never thirst again." That's when he told me to call my husband. Oh, and I just hung my head and cried, because, you know, every time that hope would come along, you know, I would think that my past would be gone. It would just come back, you know, to haunt me again. And that's when he told me everything that I ever done. But, you know, when he was telling me, oh, I don't think, he didn't feel that he condemned me. I felt like that, you know, he would forgive me, and he did forgive me. He helped me forgive myself. You know, I found happiness and peace and contentment. And, you know, I got so excited. You know, I ran, left my water pot sitting at the well, and I ran back into town, and I told the people, come see a man that told me everything that I ever done. And, you know, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe that he was at that well that day for any other reason but for me. He came because he loved me. And you know, he loves you, he loves you back in the back, over in the corner, Mr. ACLU. He even loves you. You know, and I've already told you I don't believe in coincidences. And in the last chapter, in the last few verses down at the bottom of the Bible, he says, "He that is athirst, come and drink freely of the living water." You know, this water that I can pour for you today, and if you drink it, you're going to thirst again. But if you take a drink of the water that he'll give you, you'll never thirst again. And this is my testimony to you today, that I know he is the Christ, and that's the truth.
Oh my, that sounds like grace. If I was an unbeliever, I don't think I could help but to believe in this Christ, because he's got so many witnesses.
Any further questions?
No.
No, sir. I think I'm starting to believe myself.
Okay, you may step down. Any further witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor.
Call your next witness.